Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. And I'm excited to share a message that the Lord put on my heart. Only believe, and thou shalt see the glory of God. We're going to be looking at what I trust is a familiar passage in the 11th chapter of John. And it's the recounting of Lazarus being raised from the dead. But before we do that, let's take a moment to pray. Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, heaven and earth will pass away, but your words will not pass away. And we thank you, Lord, that the word of God is a light unto our path and a lamp unto our feet. And Father, I pray now for your people throughout the earth, for everyone listening, Lord. In an individual heart, Lord, you will make greater revelation and understanding be opened up to us as we read the Word of God, that your anointing shall be upon our understanding, and that we shall be able to receive those treasures out of the Word of God. Lord, there's layer upon layer upon layer. When we read and understand it with comprehension, the language in which it is written, Lord, there's the very obvious, and then there's the subtle, the personal applications to our own lives. So, Father, we thank you that there's greater and greater depths to be mined, if you will, to be discovered, to be understood, and not only understood, to be a part of our spiritual walk. Jesus is our guide. He's the light unto our path, the lamp unto our feet. He is the living Word of God, as well as the Scriptures, Lord, which you have given us, and we thank you for them. Open the eyes of our heart. Open our understanding, Lord, not just as we share the Word of God through the broadcast, through television broadcasts, through the churches that we attend, but Lord, most importantly, in our personal time with you, open up the eyes of our understanding. Help us to understand deeper and deeper truths from the Word of God, not just to understand, Lord, but that we may apply them, that we may obey them in our personal lives. We thank you for it. Amen and amen. You know, so often as we have prayed for unsaved loved ones, family members, for the revival that we desire to see poured out upon all flesh. He said that through Joel, he will do that. We've got to have that personal revival in our own lives, that we, even if we've walked with the Lord for decades, sometimes I feel I've just scratched the surface in terms of understanding the depths of the truths and the reality of God. And so as we go into the Word this week, I pray that, first of all, you'll be able to stay with me, because I'm going to share quite a bit of Scripture in today's broadcast and sort of lay the framework that the Gospel of John presents to us, that John, as he wrote it, would be able to, he conveyed through the power of the Holy Spirit the things that were important. So I ask the Lord in our behalf that we would be able to receive in a very personal way, because we are all traveling that same path to glory, if you will, but the Holy Spirit is a very personal mentor. He takes the things that we need and applies them to our lives. So my heart's desire and prayer is that we would have eyes to see and ears to hear. All right. Praise God. All right. Well, let's start, before we go to chapter 11, to look at just briefly at chapter 9. I'm not going to read very much, but that very first verse says, Jesus was, as he passed by, he saw a man which was blind from birth. And the disciples said, you know, because so often this is the case, there's always a reason for afflictions, if we will, and that's a lot to cover right there. But they're asking him, obviously there had to be sin in this man's life, or perhaps his parents, because this man was born blind. And Jesus said, neither this man has sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. And I want to read this because this is important. Remember this passage. Verse 3, neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. And verses 4 and 5, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And we need to understand there's the natural realm that Jesus is speaking about. We'll talk about that later. And the spiritual realm. Obviously, when the sun is out, it's day. And that's the time when man is active because there's natural light that you can see what you're doing. But there's also a spiritual light that lightens the darkness of the unsaved heart, as well as our hearts. There's more and more that we can understand and learn. At any rate, it goes on that he heals the man who was blind. He sends him to the pool of Siloam to go and wash, and his sight was restored. And of course, at this point, Jesus was causing quite a commotion, not only by the words that he preached, but by the signs and wonders that were manifest through his ministry. And it stirred up the religious group, the Pharisees. They saw that man and they asked him. They knew he had been blind from birth, and they said, well, how did this happen? And some said, well, among the Pharisees, the religious leaders, this man is not of God, referring to Jesus, because he keepeth not the Sabbath day. And others said that if this man's a sinner, how could he do the works that of this kind of nature? There was division. And so basically, after they spoke with the man who'd been restored to sight, they asked his parents, is this your son? And they wanted all the details. And of course, his parents, as it goes on in chapter 9, they feared the Jews. They didn't want to be cast out of the synagogue. So they said, well, they just passed the buck, if you will. Ask him. He's of age. And then they called him again, and they wanted him to agree with them that this Jesus had to be a sinner because he wasn't observing the Sabbath. And in verse 25, the blind man who now had sight said, whether be a sinner or no, I don't know. But one thing I do know, I was blind and now I see. And they said, well, how did he do this? And he said, I already told you. Don't you want to, didn't you hear what I said? And in verse 31, this is the man answering. He said, this is a marvelous thing, that you know not from whence he is, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. Since the world began, it was not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind. If this man were not of God, he could do nothing. And as this man, he's preaching. He's got greater spiritual insight, spiritual light, if you will, than the religious leaders. And then, of course, their response is just to be really angry. You were born in sin, and are you presuming to teach us? And they threw him out. And Jesus comes to him, the man he found. When he found him, he said, do you believe on the Son of God? And he said, who is he, Lord, that I might believe? And Jesus said, thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talks with you. He worshiped him. And the Pharisees who heard these words said, are we blind also? And Jesus said, if ye were blind, you should have no sin. But now you say, we see, therefore your sin remaineth, praise God. And so there was great controversy. We see it all the way through chapter 10. He speaks that beautiful parable, I am the door of the sheepfold. And again, there was division among the Jews. In verse 20 of chapter 10 said, he has a devil. This is just done by the works of the devil. Others said, he's crazy. He's mad. Why do you even spend time listening to him? And others said, these aren't the words of him that hath a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? And so obviously, this setting of the raising of Lazarus was in the midst of great controversy as to who Jesus was and is. And in verse 27 of chapter 10, my sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they will follow me. And they were so incensed, the religious leaders, I'm not going to read any more scripture of verse 10, but they took up stones to stone him. And he said, many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of these works do you stone me? And of course, verse 33 says, you're making yourself to be God. That's why we're doing it. And they were attempting to stone him. And it says in verse 39, they wanted to take hold of him, but he escaped out of their hand. And he went away beyond Jordan into the place where John at first baptized. There he stayed, and many came to him, and great works were done. Many believed on him there. All right, well, I've basically spent this whole broadcast setting a stage, if you will, for what is going to happen, these amazing things that happen in chapter 11. And so, I want to thank you for joining me, and I hope that you'll be able to catch the broadcast tomorrow. And if at any time you're not able to, always feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org. You can click on the broadcast, and they are archived there, and you can listen anytime at your convenience. But as I always do, because since this ministry's inception, as my late husband began it in 1965, it is a ministry of prayer. And so I invite you to write, there's power in agreement, beloved. Sometimes we go through things, and even our closest friends or those that are near and dear, in the spirit, we're not able to share with them because we don't want to be a stumbling block. You might be going through a very difficult time right now, and I understand that, because the devil's doing everything he can to discourage us and hinder us in our personal walk with the Lord. So the announcer will give our contact information. I invite you to write, share those needs. I'll be praying personally for you. And if you share your mailing address, I'll send back what God gives to be a blessing to you, to your heart personally. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh.